USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster has a message for everyone.
If you don't need to be out, don't go out. And in this kind of situation, you don't need to go out. Stay off the streets. It's very dangerous.
The Category 2 hurricane is pounding the South Carolina coast with rain, strong winds, and isolated tornadoes. Fotis Doulos is facing new charges in the connection with the disappearance of his estranged wife. He was arrested at his home in Connecticut on Wednesday on tampering with evidence charges. Doulos spoke to reporters after being bailed out of jail.
It's an exhausting fight. I love my children. That's about it.
State police released the arrest warrant on Wednesday, which alleges that Doulos used a borrowed pickup truck to move the body of his estranged wife. His new girlfriend helped him move the body and also confessed to detectives that Jennifer's body was in the truck at some point. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
CNN held a town hall on Wednesday night discussing global warming for the 2020 presidential candidates. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a $16 trillion global warming plan. He was asked how that's going to be funded.
We are giving the fossil fuel industry approximately $400 billion every single year in subsidies and tax breaks. Obviously, we end that.
Some surprising findings come back from a study of people who don't eat meat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The new study says vegetarians and vegans may be at a higher risk of stroke than people who eat meat. The study published this week found that they have a lower chance of coronary heart disease than meat eaters do, but for some reason, they have a 20% higher risk of stroke. The lead researcher at Oxford University says it's the first study to look at the risk of stroke in vegetarians and that the reasons for the higher risk are not yet clear, so they'll have to keep doing research.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As many people focus on the 2020 presidential race between President Trump and a still-to-be-named Democratic candidate, people also should be taking note that 13 House Republicans have announced their retirements and Sean Duffy is stepping down at the end of this month. I had a chance to catch up with Beverly Hallberg, the president of District Media Group, and ask her, is this a concerning sign if you're a Republican?
Well, it's not a great thing that's happening. Of course, you just had Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, who decided to not run for re-election, and he is the second longest-serving member of the House. He was first elected in 1978, so he's done a lot of great work, and that's not ideal for Republicans, but I think you have to look at the different reasons as to why people are deciding not to run again. For some, it's personal reasons, like Sean Duffy, who is doing this because of the health of his child. I think some of this is redistricting, but I think for certain individuals, like Representative Sensenbrenner, he has served his time and is deciding that he wants to spend his life doing some other things after putting in his hard work on Capitol Hill. So it's really for a variety of different reasons we're seeing this and that in the Republican Party.
And finally, the NFL preseason is over. Week one of the NFL season, the regular season, begins tonight with the Chicago Bears hosting the Green Bay Packers. Kickoff is set for just after 8:20 Eastern time. You can catch that game on NBC. For more news, remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.